Nolte, Majority Oppose Impeachment in Only 2020 States That Matter. By John Nolte on December 4, 2019. Although the fake news media will never admit it, impeachment has been a debacle for Democrats. And recent polling in the only states that will matter in 2020 proves it. The far-left Washington Post hit a bombshell under the anodyne headline "Americans are split on impeachment," just like they were before the public hearings, except, yeah, in the only states that matter, they are actually not split. Buried under six paragraphs, we learn that, in almost all of the 2020 swing states, a majority opposed this hoax impeachment by a clear margin of 51-44%, emphasis added throughout. Battleground state polls show a more negative reaction to the impeachment inquiry, signaling more risk to Democrats and potential benefit for Trump. An average of 44% supported impeachment, with 51% opposed, averaging across a dozen October and November polls in Arizona, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. That's a flip from an average of national polls that finds support for impeachment narrowly edging opposition, 47-43%. And this is not the first poll that shows impeachment backfiring in the only places that will matter next year. The depressed support for impeachment in key states was first signaled by a series of New York Times-Siena College polls conducted in mid-October, which found between 51-53% opposing impeachment in Arizona, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Let's not forget that Wisconsin poll that shows 53% oppose impeachment, while only 40% disagree. Even the best news for Democrats is bad news. These so-called impeachment hearings, even as raked as they were by Democrats, even as hyped and supported as they were by the fake news media, did nothing to move the needle. Oh. Except among the independent voters Democrats so desperately need to beat Trump with next year. According to 538, support for impeachment among independents has taken a 4-point dive since the hearings. What's more, Trump's approval rating has hardly budged. It was 45% prior to the media's launch of the Ukraine hoax. It is now 43.5%, according to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls. Rasmussen, one of the most accurate pollsters of 2016, has Trump with 49% approval, which is 3 points higher than where Barack Obama sat at this same time during his first term as president. Democrats just need to get used to a world where the establishment media can no longer carpet bomb the battleground for them. Sites like Breitbart News are able to penetrate, are able to expose the impeachment lies and spin, are able to provide political and historical context the fake media never will. And that is a message we are able to get out by going around the fake media. Democrats need to get off Twitter, need to turn off CNN, and take a look around at the real world. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.